Hello and welcome to the Friday, December 20th, 2024 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Today we got a quick diary by one of our unaccredited interns, Shahil Sheikh. He's writing about an exploit attempts against a PHP unit. This is an old vulnerability still ranking way up there in the sort of most common exploits that we typically see. Shahil here suspects that this particular attempt, which originates from Bulgaria, and actually that IP address is quite prolific, is attempting to spread the Anthrox Ghost malware. That particular malware is known for then installing Python scripts that will essentially exfiltrate credentials from the victim's system. They're also known for targeting the .env files that we have observed being targeted in the past. Talking about a little bit sort of blast from the past style news, Juniper noted that its session smart routers are being attacked by Mirai using, well, what else? Default passwords. Not sure what took so long for Mirai to add this particular set of passwords to its list, but yes, you're now being targeted. If you still have a session smart router with a default password, you're probably not going to bother to look for any of the indicators of compromise. So just change your password, please, and reboot the device, which probably should get rid of whatever malware was installed, at least by Mirai. Not sure what anybody else did to your device. And then we got some interesting patches from Fortinet that you probably want to take care of before the holidays. The vulnerability affects the FortiWLM, their wireless LAN manager, and its CVE number is 2023-34990. Usually, I don't really mention a lot of CVE numbers anymore in the podcast. They're hard to remember just the podcast. But what I would like to point out here is this is a 2023 CVE, which so far had not been patched. And together with a second, also 2023 vulnerability, can be used to then gain remote code execution. The reason it probably wasn't really considered sort of very high priority initially is it's an arbitrary file read vulnerability. But still, arbitrary file read vulnerabilities have been exploited to gain additional privileges, code execution and such in the past. Don't underestimate them. And well, this is certainly here one of these cases. According to Kaspersky, the CVE 2023-48788 vulnerability is now actively being exploited. And more vulnerabilities that probably should get some attention before the holidays. Beyond Trust warns of CVSS score 9.8 vulnerability in its remote support RS and privileged remote access PRA product. According to the advisory, an unauthenticated attacker is able to inject commands and run as a site user. Patches are available and it does affect the software version 24.3.1. And then just an update on the Batbox malware that I mentioned last week. I think it was this malware did infect various Android devices, and there was an attempt to take down the particular botnet around this. BitSight now states that they claim that the botnet is alive and well. They see 100 plus 1,000 new infected devices with this malware. Again, this does affect Android devices, and they usually arrive pre-infected from the factory. The initial wave was really about sort of no-name devices. Now we have some more well-known brands. The one they're mentioning here, for example, is Hisense. I mentioned when I talked about this the first time that we do see always of an uptick in these kind of attacks during holidays when lots of people buy devices like this as gifts. Many of these devices originate from the same factory. And in the past, the infection source was often in the factory, for example, when devices were connected to test systems and the like. So be careful and double check any kind of smart device or so you're getting. Maybe do a quick factory reset and a firmware update to make sure that you are running authentic firmware on the device. Well, and this is it for today. Now, the next 2 weeks, I'm planning to basically take off. I may do a podcast on Friday of each week, but the way the holidays fall, it's pretty much probably not going to be much happening this week. If something should be happening, I'll do a special podcast. Also trying to use the time a little bit to improve the podcast a little bit and hopefully come back better and stronger in the new year. Thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for all the help over the years here, and talk to you again in the new year. Bye.